I want to go through now some psychological tips to boosting productivity. What you see in front of you every day greatly affects your productivity. Motivational pictures, motivational posters, pictures of your family, awards that you have achieved, they are very good. I'm all for sticking them on your walls, putting them, I'd rather them be on your walls, on your desk, maybe on a shelf. I like to keep a desk clean, but have those items that make you feel good, that make you feel successful, have them in your office. That's a good thing. I want you to think of yourself as a very successful person, because when you visualize that, when you think about it constantly, it makes you more and more successful. Having stacks, conversely, having messy stacks of paper on your desk is very, very bad. You need to stay highly organized. You really can't work effectively in clutter. And I'll get to later, I don't want to hear, that's just how I am. That's not an excuse. No excuses. You cannot work effectively in clutter. I get very, very angry when I cannot find something that I need very, very quickly, because that means that I'm wasting time, means that I did not do a good enough job organizing. So you cannot be wasting your time searching for documents, searching for information. Whenever possible, I like the idea of storing documents electronically. I love Google Desktop. Google Desktop is a great free tool from Google that basically Googleizes your computer, allows you to go to Google Desktop, do a search for any document, and quickly find it very, very quickly. So I'm a big fan of a program called PDF 995. I come across a web page that I want to save that page. And I like to save web pages as PDF files just in case that web page changes. I can hold on to it. So PDF 995 is a free program. I create a PDF of that web page. I save the file in a name that relates to that topic, like, you know, a productivity enhancing tip about meetings, and that gets stored on my computer. And whenever I do a search now in Google Desktop on productivity meetings, that document will show right up. So try to move towards a paperless office. Will help you with organization. Obviously, organizing and using folders and files does help a lot. You do need to periodically purge your folders and files as well. Going electronic and going with a paperless as much as possible is highly efficient. For me, I am very old school. I like to read documents, holding them in my hand. I like to print things out and file them. It just makes me more comfortable. But you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to start doing it. And it made me very uncomfortable the more I started to go paperless. But like anything else, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And after you're comfortable, it's just easier that way. Also, in terms of what you see in front of you every day affects your productivity, once again, motivational pictures and stuff, good. Messy papers, bad. Hanging out with low-performing coworkers, low-performing friends is also bad. It's been said that you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with, the five people you're around the most. You're the average of them. If you're hanging out with low-performing people, low-productive people, you are also going to be low-productive. You want to be around and hang around people that inspire you, people that are also very, very successful as much as possible. You don't want to hang around with people that are low performers. Next, stop making excuses. All successful people start in challenging situations. Okay, I've been in many, many challenging situations. Of course, I wish that my parents were ridiculously wealthy so I had all the money in the world to try this business and that business. Of course, I wish this. Of course, I wish that. No excuses. Don't make excuses. Fix the problems. You cannot make money if you are making excuses. Let me repeat that. You cannot make money if you are making excuses. The phrase, this is how I work, or this is how I am, is garbage. It simply takes discipline to create the right habits. You cannot say this is simply how I am. And I've said that in the past. This is how I am. I'm old school, as I just said. I like printing papers. I like the old way of using Microsoft Outlook for my email. You have to be willing to change. You cannot make excuses. Cannot say, this is how I am. Well, if this is how you are, then accept that you're not going to achieve peak performance. You're not going to be productive. You're not going to achieve your goals. And if you want to accept that, then unfortunately be my guest. But the fact that you're listening to this audio tells me that you're a winner. Okay, you are a winner. You should be very proud of yourself. You're learning a skill, improving your productivity that's going to improve you, going to improve your team, your company, your performance. It's going to improve your life. You're going to make more money. You're going to achieve more. And because of that, I commend you, and I know that you're willing to change. And so no excuses on your own, and no excuses from those around you. You try to get someone else more productive, and they say, this is how I am. That's garbage, truly garbage. And you probably sense or hear the disgust in my voice when I, you know, hear somebody saying, this is how I am. It's garbage. Next, I want you to visualize yourself as being more productive and achieving your goal. I told you the basketball story below before about the free throws. Visualization works. Visualize yourself being more productive and achieving your goals. And visualize, look at a business icon. I mentioned Donald Trump before, Richard Branson. I'm a big fan of Richard Branson. I've never met Richard Branson, but I can only imagine that he is one productive guy. And, I've spent time visualizing, what is he doing? What is he doing right now? He's doing something probably right now ultra productive. Visualize yourself being productive. Visualize other people, how productive you think they are, or someone that you've actually met and how productive they are. It will make you more productive. Next, in terms of psychological ways to boost your productivity, give yourself rewards. After I finish this audio, I don't like audios because I lose my voice. A lot of times you may hear it sometimes, and I'm drinking a lot of tea here. After this audio is complete, I have a nice chocolate bar I'm going to have a piece of waiting for me, because I will have accomplished a task that I wanted to do, but that was a task that required energy, that it's the culmination of a lot of work recording this audio. I'm going to give myself a piece of chocolate. You give yourself chocolate, a cookie, candy bar, a coffee break. Give yourself rewards. It's okay to do that. Is it okay for every half an hour to give yourself chocolate? No. But you have to-do lists. You have action items. When you complete things on your to-do list, on your action items that are big things that you're proud of, celebrate them. That's a good thing. You want to look forward to completing things. Whenever I complete a new course, particularly my new video courses, there is a prize waiting for me that I'm going to treat myself to that. I'm going to reward myself. I want you to reward yourself. Next, take care of the annoying, hard stuff, the hard things. Take care of them first. I talked about on your peak performance times when scheduling your daily schedule, your agenda for the day. Talked about doing things that are that require the most concentration and are most important during your peak performance times. I also want you to do something that we call eating the frog first, another Mark Twain quote. I guess Mark Twain, in addition to being a great writer, was a productivity and time management expert. Mark Twain said, eat a live frog every morning and nothing worse will happen to you the rest of the day. So, get the bad stuff over with. It will take less time if you do these things first. It will reduce the amount of time during which you experience bad energy. I mean, if you have something that you're dreading to do, first off, if you don't have a to-do list, or you have a to-do list but you haven't scheduled your day, and you know that today you have to do an employee performance review with somebody that you don't really like, or you have to fire somebody, something that you're dreading doing, it's going to just linger on all day. You're going to have terrible negative energy leading up to it. You're not going to get your other tasks done as well. You're going to be totally unproductive. Get it done. Do it first thing. It's negative. You're miserable doing it. I can't sugarcoat it. It's going to be miserable. Get it done first. Eat the frog first. Give yourself some chocolate. Give yourself a coffee break. Give yourself a reward. And you're done with it and you move on. So take care of the annoying hard stuff first. If you got a prospect, make 50 cold calls. Do it first. Get it done with, and then you can be more productive the rest of the day. Next, you must accept the following. This, to me, was very, very hard to accept. You must accept the following phrase. You will never catch up or complete all the items on your overall to-do list. You will never complete everything. If I was able to complete everything, I would have read every magazine I ever received cover to cover. I would have read every advertisement in that magazine. I would have done a whole bunch of things that there simply is no time for, or if I made time for it, I would have gotten rid of those priorities, those 20% of tasks that I did do that represented 80% of my results. You must prioritize and do the important things. You must periodically purge things off your big overall to-do list and don't worry about them, particularly those things that won't have a significant potential consequence of you not doing. And a great story here is when I went from using Microsoft Outlook for my email to using Gmail. And I had this to deal with folder that I had for some time. And I was not, I told you that you need to purge your to deal with folder every night. You need to take your to deal with folder and you need to push it onto your overall to-do list and then also onto your, if it's important enough, onto your weekly and your daily to-do list. And I had this big to-deal-with folder in Microsoft Outlook that had all these things, and I remember some things that were over a year old. And I made the switch over from Outlook to Gmail, and I told myself that, you know, I'm going to have to keep open up Outlook to keep looking at my to-deal-with folder because I have all these things that I have to deal with dating back over a year. Now, it has been now over 1 year since I made the switch from Outlook to Gmail. Those, let's call it 40 items that are sitting, that were in my Outlook to deal with folder, are still in my Outlook to deal with folder. I can't even really access them now because I changed computers since then. Now, so these are 40 things that I had on my to-deal with list that technically should have been on my overall to-do list. These are 40 things that I had a year ago, some of which now are 2+ years old, that I didn't ever do. And look at me now. Did my life end? Did I go bankrupt? Did my company go bankrupt? No. You need to periodically purge things off your to-do list and accept that you are not going to have time to do them, that they are not priorities. Okay? Am I saying that reviewing your marketing plan is not a priority? No, that is essential. There are certain things like reading, you know, last month's version of this magazine or reading this newsletter, which may or may not be good, that just have to get brushed aside. You need to prioritize whether it's important or not and do it. But the key thing here is that a lot of things, you need to figure out the things that won't have a significant potential negative consequence if you don't do them, and purge them, remove them from your overall to-do list periodically. Now, if you think something that there's something that you eventually would like to do, it's okay, leave it on your overall to-do list. But realize that it's okay to have things on your overall to-do list that you're not going to accomplish. It is okay. What's not okay is once you go through that list and you create your priorities, what is not okay is not accomplishing your priorities. That's not okay, particularly if you're spending time accomplishing your non-priorities. So get your priorities done. Don't worry, there's things that you don't accomplish. A couple more psychological ways that I want to give you to increase your productivity and your performance is, one is, it's called using positive affirmations, saying, I am a highly productive person. And this is like saying your goals out loud. It is just affirming that you are a productive person, saying it out loud. Hey, I'm very effective in completing tasks. I always get my daily to-do items done. I'm very, very productive. After the meetings are done, I always complete the action items quickly. I execute very well. Just use these positive affirmations. When you're successful, say it out loud. Be proud of it. You're not being egotistical. You're saying the truth. Use positive affirmations. Get yourself in the mindset. Let yourself know it. You are productive. The more you think you're productive, the more productive you will be. And then that last thing is modeling. And I gave the example of your favorite business icon. I used Richard Branson. What would Richard Branson do? And I ask that sometimes when faced with a couple of priorities and situations and dealing with my time. What would Richard Branson do? Would Richard Branson, accept this incoming cold call? There's no way. There's no way. Would Richard Branson possibly answer a cold call? Yes, he has assistants and receptionists. Let's say they stepped out and the phone rang. Would he possibly answer that call? No, not a chance. So model after people that you deem to be highly productive, that you are really excited to be just like, that you want to emulate.